Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, got a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. It'll be a repeat for Scepter Regional Rail commuters, as the same 22 regional rail trains that were canceled Tuesday are being canceled for Wednesday. But there's a sliver of encouraging news as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
For the third day in a row, SEPTA is pre-canceling trains on the Airport, Fox Chase, and Chestnut Hill West lines because of car shortages from the federally mandated fire inspections and ongoing repairs to the Silver Liner 4 fleet. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says at least riders will know their train isn't coming.
It's clear from most of what we're hearing from our riders that certainty and as much reliability as we can give them is the priority.
SEPTA has finished inspections on 206 of the 223 Silver Liners, but only 75 of the inspected cars have returned to service, as the rest remain in the shop for other repairs. Bush says SEPTA has finalized a deal to lease 10 coach cars from the MARC transit system in Maryland.
Once those cars arrive, Bush says it will be several weeks of maintenance and operator training before they could provide any relief for riders. On this Veterans Day, hundreds of residents in Delaware County are honoring those who served through a special parade. KYW's Justin Udo was there.
Bill Lovejoy is an Army vet who served from 1965 to 1967. And Veterans Day is a holiday he truly takes to heart.
The older I get, the more I appreciate it. It was back then when I got out of service during Vietnam. Vietnam veterans were never well received at the time.
Lovejoy braved the cold and wind Tuesday morning to march down Main Street in Media for the annual Veterans Day parade. He says it's great to see how far veteran appreciation has come.
It's the amazing thing. When we walk along the streets, there's people on the sidewalks. They're waving flags. They're applauding and cheering. And it gives you a warm feeling.
In addition to marching in the parade, Lovejoy used the day to talk and tour with people at the Pennsylvania Veterans Museum. Philadelphia's Veterans Day observance included a ceremony at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Among the participants was a retired major general who was the first African-American to command a Marine regiment. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
We thank those in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines.
Major General Clifford Stanley offered the prayers at the Veterans Day ceremony. In addition to his 33-year career in the Marines, he's an ordained minister. Both vocations sustained him through tragedy when his wife was shot and permanently paralyzed by a racially motivated sniper as they drove home from a family dinner in 1975 with their infant daughter. His one-word explanation for how he continued to serve the country after that.
Forgiveness.
He became a pioneer in the Marine Corps, holding numerous titles, including commanding general of the 1st Marine Regiment, making him the first black Marine in that job, and after retiring, Undersecretary of Defense in the Obama administration.
Stanley, now a Villanova resident, says he salutes everyone who serves on Veterans Day. Al Sid, CEO and director of the Philadelphia Art Museum, is taking the institution to court over a firing. KYW's Sheridan Howard has more.
Sasha Suda says she's a victim of breach of contract, unfair treatment, and abuse. After serving 3 years of a 5-year contract, Suda was fired last week from the role as director and CEO of the recently rebranded Philadelphia Art Museum. And on Monday, Suda filed a lawsuit in Pennsylvania Common Pleas Court. The suit alleges in part that the museum's board of trustees created an executive committee to undermine Suda. Suda claims she was falsely portrayed as misusing museum funds for personal gain. Her lawyer, in a statement to KYW News Radio, calls it a sham investigation to create pretext for Suda's termination. Suda, she wants a jury trial and is seeking 2 years severance pay and damages.
The art museum insists Suda was dismissed for cause and says her allegations are without merit. New Jersey lawmakers are advancing legislation to make daylight saving time permanent, even though it's not entirely up to them. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Dougherty.
Spring ahead, fall back. Some New Jersey state senators want none of that. The Senate Transportation Committee advanced a bill on Monday that would make daylight saving time permanent if federal authorities permit. As of now, states are not allowed to do their own thing with the clocks. The U.S. Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act in 2022, and that would allow states to adopt daylight saving time year-round, though that has not yet passed in the U.S. House, and there's no timetable on if or when that might happen. Still, bill sponsors say the clock change has negative health effects on our bodies. State Senator Shirley Turner called changing the clocks an archaic practice that no longer serves its purpose in the modern age.
The bill must pass both chambers in Trenton before it can be signed into law. That's CL Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.